Here's an intriguing question for you. Do you suppose your sexuality is a bit like an eating complaint or a skin allergy, in that it could be cured? Do you think if you're a gay man, you could actually be converted, with very careful work, to actually become straight? Because in the views of some, you probably were born straight, and you just need a bit of, for want of a better expression, fine-tuning. You just need to actually come round, and if you want to, and it's causing you depression or anxiety, you sit with the right person, explore the right things, do the right activities, you'll actually convert to being straight. Well, we're about to speak to someone who believes that, a psychotherapist, who could be struck off at a landmark disciplinary hearing this week. And if you read one of the papers yesterday, it reported that this could expose the use of controversial therapies, many from the US, which attempt to make homosexual men heterosexual men again, because essentially the belief is they're born heterosexual and they just have a homosexual tendencies. Well, let's speak to that psychotherapist, Leslie Pilkington. She's been in business for 20 years. She's a member of the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. And much as we were talking a lot last week about Vince Cable being the subject of a sting, a journalistic sting, so was Leslie Pilkington, who's with me now. You were stung as well, Leslie Pilkington.
Yes, I certainly was. It was a very difficult situation and really quite painful when I realised what had happened. Because when you enter into a therapeutic relationship with a client, as I thought this young man wanted, it's really, it's very demanding. You put a lot of yourself into the situation. It's not something that you just engage in lightly. And then he told me that he was gay. He was very unhappy with it. He was depressed and wanted to come out of that lifestyle. And I completely believed him. So we had a couple of sessions around that, talking through various issues. But in the end, after two sessions, he phoned me to say that, in fact, he wasn't at all who he said he was, that he'd given me a false name and address. Everything about it was an entrapment, that he had no intention of any therapy at all, that in fact he wanted to expose me and people like me. And to be quite honest, I was just devastated and quite traumatized, and it's taken me quite a long time to recover from that, because it felt really like a kind of betrayal, actually, quite honest.
Notwithstanding how this man entrapped you, how do you convert someone to being heterosexual?
Well, with the greatest respect, your introduction was absolutely, if I can say it like this, nothing like it is really.
Okay, and no, go ahead, please.
We wouldn't use any of that kind of language, because it made it sound, well, it sounded like it was slightly mocking, and it sounded like it was very simplistic, and we would never deal with anyone in that way. We have the greatest respect for people who come to us. We understand the issues that are involved, because as you know, and as most people know, a lot of people know that our son is gay. So I'm
your son is homosexual.
Yes. That's right. So I'm very aware of the issues. I'm very aware that it's a very painful experience. It's very painful for a family. We take that very seriously. We have great respect for the people. I have a lot of understanding and empathy because I've been in the situation myself. I know what the youngsters go through. I know what the parents go through.
Yes.
So there's no way that we would mock that situation.
I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to imply that you were. Is your son happy as a homosexual?
He is and he isn't. He says he is, but there are a lot of issues still in his life that need to be resolved, as there are indeed in our family situation.
Yes.
It's been...
What are some of those issues that have to be resolved?
Well, if I can say it like this, that there's an organisation called NARTH, N-A-R-T-H. It's the National Association for Research and Therapy to Homosexuality. The biggest organisation in the world, and it's American, and they did a survey of the young men who come to see them. What was their outstanding issue? What was the main problem that they brought? And it was all actually daddy issues. It was relationship with dad. Now, that's not to say that the parents don't love the child and the child doesn't love the parents, because often they do. But having said that, notwithstanding, there are still problems in that relationship.
Is it a fractured relationship, typically, then, between son and father?
in some ways, to some extent, it's fractioned. It's kind of often quite emotionally distant, so that you don't have like the emotional bonding, the emotional contact. And again, we're not blaming parents. I'm not blaming any father at all, because often, as I said, it comes from our own individual issues that you know we haven't resolved in our lives.
So,
and then it comes onto our children.
Yeah, in a way, did your husband, the boy's father, did he, and I put this word in quotes, did he fail in some way?
No, I don't believe that's a helpful word. You see, we don't use words like that. We do our best. Parents do their best.
Sure.
And we would want to affirm and encourage parents in that. But having said that, there are mistakes. There are some serious mistakes. They're often not deliberately done, but they are still mistakes. Kind of gaps, if I can put it like that. Gap in the nurturing, gap in the relationship. A failure at some level, if I can put it like that, but I would never put on any parent that they're a failure.
So homosexuality essentially then, may I call you Leslie, by the way, is that all right, Leslie?
Please.
Thank you. Leslie, homosexuality is essentially a lifestyle choice.
Well, it is and it isn't. It's a need. There is a deep need, and it appears that hasn't really been met during the nurturing, during the growing up phase within the family, for whatever reason. And it appears as if going, as if I can put it like this, connecting with another male seems to answer, if I can put, there's like a gap, there's like a space. It seems to answer the problems in the short term. And in some ways, in the short term, I would agree that it does. And for some people that it does. But we are all about choice. We are wanting to give people who are not happy with that lifestyle and that situation a choice.
So how do you do that? I should tell you that I am fiercely heterosexual, and have had a number of relationships. So if I were presented myself as a homosexual and said I was being depressed as a result, how would you work with me?
I would affirm you as a person and as a male, very much. And that would be, we'd talk about relationships with family, what was going on there. There will be some pain. There will always be pain. And we will look at that, at the pain, and heal. We always would bring healing. And it's not just the therapy, as I've been saying, that because I am a committed Christian and I work only in this area with biblical Christian values, then I would also want to pray for that person to bring healing into it, because it's about healing. There's been hurt, broken hearts, broken relationships, a lack of feeling nurtured and loved. Even though parents have tried to do that and tried their best, there's still that lack.
Why? How do you bring the Bible into this then?
Well, first of all, it's a biblical Christian value. So in saying that, there's an agreement before I even start, as I said with Patrick, that I only
He's the journalist who did the story on you, just to explain to listeners.
Yep. It's part of the thing.
Yep.
You see, I don't want to impose any of my values on anyone. It's about choice. But I've found, after working 20 years like this, that it's incredibly powerful to have the dynamic of God in a situation where you're working like this, because it's all about nurture, it's all about love, and as a Christian, you understand this. You understand you're not coming from any judgmental perspective, but you're actually coming from a God perspective, which is actually nurturing, encouraging, comforting. You see, God has given us boundaries that if we live within God's boundaries, that's goodness there. That is the goodness. But if you live outside of those boundaries, it's not. Now, people have a choice, though. If people choose to live in a different way, that is absolutely fine. That's up to them.
Lastly, and my listeners wouldn't forgive me if I didn't ask you this question, and I'm not wishing to appear smart, but, and I'm sorry to put it so brutally, if you've not been able to work successfully with your own son, why do you imagine you could help anybody?
What I've seen with my own son is change. I've seen
the difficulty.
I've seen the dilemma. He is, but we are in a process. It is a process. It takes a long time.
Right.
No one would ever
12 months, I understand.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But there is change, and there will be more change, and we have all learned to change. Actually, it's been quite amazing. It's been quite an amazing journey, and I'd like to encourage people out there, if you're not happy, please get help. We are available. Change is possible, and as a matter of fact, it's more than that. You will learn through it. You will grow through it, and you will come out of this stronger.
I must leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. Leslie Pilkington, a psychotherapist for 20 years.